We're visiting with Emporia State football coach Garen Higgins on the Hornet training camp report. And coach, last night, evening practice, kind of a little bit of a break from the heat. I know it was still a little bit warm, but you also did it for the boosters, and what a great night. The boosters that were there got a chance to meet some really neat guys, and you also went through another scrimmage. First off, where did you see some improvement from your guys from scrimmage one to scrimmage two?
We did some good things. I think we're just at that point, Greg, where I know we're still 10 days out, but we need to go play a game. I thought that, we had student night Monday night, we had booster night tonight, and we've had it's been a good feeling to get people back in the stands and get our boosters here, and they got to meet the team tonight. And our kids got that feeling that it was games getting closer. I didn't think we started out offensively like we needed to. And then after watching the film, we kind of had a little bit more penalties than what I thought. We didn't turn the ball over, though. Did a good job on special teams. Relatively healthy, I think. Our running back, Peyton Henry's, probably lost him. I have to get the final report on where he's at today. But all in all, our kids have been practicing really hard. It's just time for us to go play a game.
Position I thought we'd talk about this morning are your quarterbacks. One being Braden Gleason, started the last two games in 2019. How beneficial was it for him just to be able to practice during 2020?
Well, first off, it's beneficial for his confidence to win those two games that he started in 19, the last two games of the year. And I thought he did make improvement between those two weeks. But at the same time, it's been tremendous. It's been awesome for him to be able to practice just in the fall and spring and just learn. He really absorbed everything of what we're doing offensively. He's very confident now. He understands the offense. He's a coach's son. He wants to be the best he can be. He's clearly the starter, and I think the players have confidence in him. I'm proud of how Jack Diamond and Chase Rickey both have performed, and they've been in a battle all camp to see who's going to be the backup. And we may not really know who's going to be the backup until we progress into that third, fourth game of the year. But I would say Jack right now is a little bit ahead in that area as far as the backup quarterback spot. But all of them have been doing a good job, working really hard, and they've benefited tremendously, all three of them, from being here in the fall and the spring.
Well, Coach, thanks. We'll talk to you this afternoon.
You bet. Thanks, Greg.